Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. And thank you for joining us this February the 18th, 2021. And what a year it has been so far. What a year. It is absolutely interesting. It is absolutely amazing to see the times we're living in. Thank you for joining us, everyone. My name is Will Johnson. Please do me a favor. I always ask this. Get out your mobile device and send me a text to 88202 and just type in my name, Will. And by you doing that, you will get free information. Did I say free? Did I tell you free? It's free information from American Truth Project, information that you don't get anywhere else. Please, just get out your mobile device and type in 88202 and type in my name. Riding in studio with me, Shotgun, Shannon, my producer, in-house producer. And I want to say thank you to Annie, the outside producer of this broadcast. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Shannon, if someone wants to give me a call, and we could talk about a little bit about the weather here in Texas, because we've been without power for 3+ days. Power came on yesterday late evening. But if someone wants to give us a call and talk to us, what is that number?
That number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069, and you press 1 to come on the line with Mr. Will Johnson.
Awesome, awesome. Hope you have that number down. We'll say the number again about halfway through if someone wants to give us a call. But until then, well, let's get on with this. It's been very interesting. You know what, Shannon? The power was out for 3+ days. No internet, no communication. It was like we were cut off from the entire world. Couldn't even leave because there was ice everywhere. The streets are real bad right now. I was able to go out a little bit, but the streets are still terrible out there. And it's still in snow coming, but it looked like in a couple of days from now, things will warm up a little bit. But not having any communication, being cut off, no internet, it really makes you take a look at the situation that we're in this nation, you know, and being cut off from everything. We had no idea if, you know, if the Democrats took us into the next war. We had no idea how many more jobs they killed. We had no idea that I didn't even realize until we came back that according to Biden, Black people are stupid, so stupid, they don't even know how to surf the internet and look up anything.
Yeah, I have to say it was a very strange feeling. I mean, we didn't have any electricity, and along with that was no internet and no cell service, which, I mean, we couldn't even call 911 if we wanted to. We'd probably have to run out to the yard and say, please, somebody help. It made it a very dangerous situation for people here in Texas. But we have electricity now, but mind you, there are still millions without electricity and without water. The roads are very slick, so it's hard for especially elderly people to get to places where they have heat and food and shelter. Went to the store today to pick up some things. We just wanted some eggs, and oh my goodness, they look like Armageddon in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Just no food.
Nothing.
You pretty much have to create a different menu, you know, pick name brands and stuff you've never had before. There was no bread. There was no barely cheeses. I mean, it was just really crazy.
Actually, one of the stores that I went to, they were baking bread in the back, and you could smell them baking the bread. They couldn't even get the bread out the oven fast enough. They were just throwing them at people. Here's one, here's one, here's one. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy here. So, you know, of course, Texas is not used to this kind of weather. So they didn't have snow plows. They didn't have, you know, sand, dirt, those type of things to treat the
street. Texas didn't have anything like this since the 1800s.
Correct.
And for this just to come out of the whim like this, boom. And I can see it right now. Headlines read, Texas hit with climate change. This is the reason why we need climate change. You know, everyone screaming climate change. You know what that really means? Depopulation of people. That's exactly what that means.
Right.
When they're
yeah.
screaming for climate change, because they're saying people are the problem.
Yeah. But we made it through. Imagine people that aren't here in Texas. Imagine having no cell service and no internet and having teenagers and children. Oh, my goodness. That's just as bad as no electricity.
It's very interesting.
It's crazy. So I think we now have a new appreciation for the luxuries we have here in America. Food, shelter, electricity, cell phone service.
Internet. Yeah, even the cell phones, even the cell towers were I'm guessing that they cut the power off to the cell towers as well, because there was days where there was no signal.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Right.
I mean, in the just total dark.
Right, which was frustrating because you want to know what's happening, right? You want to know, okay, so do they know about me here in this part of the state that I don't have electricity or water? Do they know? Are they coming? Is help coming? You pretty much didn't know, which really made it crazy. So, but we're back online. At least we are. We pray for everybody here in Texas. And actually, it's not just Texas. I understand Arkansas and other states have issues as well. This storm really brought people to their knees, really made people understand how important it is to be prepared for emergencies. What do you think about that, Will?
You know, I really don't know.
You know?
I mean, I really don't know, because I'll say this, and we're going to move on to some of the topics here today.
Right.
I'll say this, that I am very thankful that I practice what I preach. And what I mean by that is that I did store up some water. I did store up some food supplies. I stored up some necessities. The only thing I wish we had that we didn't have was a generator to generate some electricity, you know, to give like a little space heater for that, and to possibly keep the refrigerator going.
Right.
But other than that, I had restorable foods that I had. I had candles, wind-up radio, batteries for different things,
right?
And had like I said, water and food. So we had those necessities. But it's just
right.
It was just been really nice to have some a generator to
right.
to.
A lot of people lost their food in the refrigerator.
Yes,
we did put some food outside in the snow,
and it was freezing
because it was freezing outside.
I put the milk out there, and the milk started freezing. So it was cold
wow.
enough outside.
Yeah, it was cold. So. But a lot of people lost their food, which is one reason why the grocery stores were also kind of crazy. But to get reconnected with the world, the first thing that I know Will did and I did is, well, like, what's going on, right? Like, what did we miss? What are the new headlines that were happening while we were out of touch? And we heard that Joe Biden, of course, yesterday or the day before, had a town hall with CNN, right? And in that town hall, He
basically said that black people are stupid. I mean, seriously, that's basically what he said. Black people are stupid.
Well, he said,
you're so dumb, you don't know how to use the internet, or you don't know how to search on the internet to look up anything. And,
right.
He's talking about, the rural areas, black people out in the sticks, they don't have any capability of looking up anything on the internet because they're just stupid.
Right. Joe Biden actually suggests blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
to
right.
Use the internet or find vaccines. I wonder if we went out on the streets and we told, blacks and Hispanics, we asked them if they knew how to use the internet.
No,
we
need to go to the rural areas. Do you even know what the internet is?
I wonder what they would
say.
Have
you ever heard of the internet? Do you know how to search for anything on the internet? Do you know how to type on a keyboard? I mean, seriously, that's exactly what he's doing here.
Right.
And for Hispanics and black people to vote for this nut job says a lot. It's disgusting what he's done. It's despicable.
Right.
And you know what? They look past it. They give him a pass. So I'm sitting there looking at it. So if I come out here and I say that Biden straight up said that Hispanics and black people are too stupid to know how to use the internet, the fact checker's going to come along and say, he did not say that. He didn't say that.
Right. Well, you have the clip, right, Will?
I do have
the
clip.
Let's listen to what he said.
Okay, let's do that.
The other portion is, a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
So not only are black people too stupid to use the internet, black people don't even know how to get in line at Walgreens. You're dumb. You're idiot. You're dumb.
I mean, he couldn't have been more insulting. He could not have been more insulting.
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't know how to figure out how to call your local Walgreens or someone to figure out how – he's not even saying they're capable of calling Walgreens.
Oh, no, wait. I know what it is.
What is it?
Black people too stupid to get in line and practice social distancing.
Well,
that's what it is.
Democrats treat blacks and Hispanics
like they're incapable of doing
anything without
the
political help.
The assistance of a white liberal.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Black people and Hispanics, you're not capable of doing anything. You're not capable of thinking.
Right.
You're not capable of getting in line at Walgreens.
You don't know how to call your doctor.
You don't know how to call your doctor. You don't even know how to go to the DMV to get a driver's license until you get some liquor. I mean, seriously, black people are stupid.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
They actually did say that when it came to voting and elections.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
They were saying that blacks were suppressed because they didn't know where the local DMV was in order to get their driver's license or
but,
state
but
ID.
But yet they know how to go to the liquor store and get some liquor.
It's crazy.
Get some malt liquor.
It's
See, this is the ignorance of those on the left, like Biden and the rest of them. And you know what? Being a person of color, being a person that is not white, that does not give you a handicap. You are not a handicap because you're not white. That's exactly how they're approaching this. Oh, see, Hispanic people and black people, you have a handicap because of your complexion. And you can't help it because you're just stupid.
Your complexion, which is just a different color of your skin. It's a pigmentation that has nothing to do with defining intelligence, which apparently to the Democrats, it does have a link to intelligence because Biden says that they can't figure things out. It's just crazy to me how our previous president, if he would have said something like this, the media, CNN, all these left-wing media outlets would have said, oh my gosh, this is so racist, this is so wrong, this is something a white supremacist would say, this is...
Well, when you're an actual white supremacist, when you're actually a racist person and you say these things and you have the D next to your name, it's perfectly fine. Mm. See, they expect the Democrats to be racist. They expect Democrats to be white supremacists, what they actually are, because a lot of people still don't know. In the year 2021, people still don't know that it was the Democrats that the KKK came out of the Democrat Party, and they were all Democrats. And it was the Democrats that wanted to keep black people enslaved. Just like today, it's the Democrats that wanted to keep black people in the projects, in the plantation. And on top of that, if you're not white, if you're anything else, they want to control you just like they've done everything else. Latinos, Jewish people, Asian people, you're not exempt. You're not exempt. All of these white liberals think that they are better than you. All of these white liberals think that you need assistance because you're not capable of doing anything on your own. I don't even know how I got on the internet today. Somebody tell me. How did I get on the internet today?
How are you even doing it? How do you do a broadcast every single day? You're black.
I don't know.
Do you really have to tell me?
This is all by chance. I just happened to get on the internet. How did I get here?
That is funny. I mean, it's great. You know, it was unfortunate when I listened to bits and pieces of this. I did not watch the entire thing. It seemed like Joe Biden was also struggling to get his thoughts and ideas out. He seems really slow.
He doesn't have any.
He seems like he's really trying to be very careful of the way he words things and says things.
You know,
almost like he has dementia. You know, sometimes when people have dementia, they're very hesitant about talking fast.
You know what it is? Hmm. You know what it is? He is a puppet, and someone that's pulling those strings are really bad at it.
He's not the greatest puppet, but
the puppet master's like, I think I got it. They're slow as well, you know, trying to figure out how to get him to move. Look at him.
Right.
He's like a puppet on stage.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, Biden comes out and says this, but Biden, according to Black Lives Matter, has huge support from the black base. And just actually when we came out of our shelter the past couple of days, you showed me something that just kind of blew my mind. It kind of took me back. And BLM actually has a list of demands now.
Yes.
For the Biden administration. I don't know if you've seen this. It's on their website. It's pretty crazy. They have 7 demands.
7. Let's start with number 7.
Oh, you want to start with number 7?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's start with number 7. So this is the top 7 demands from BLM. BLM stands for those of you that don't know, it doesn't stand for Black Lives Matter. It actually stands for Because Lucifer Manipulates. But let's start with number 7.
Okay, so number 7 is called, they say they want the BREATH Act passed, okay? So it's on their website, it says, the police were born out of slave patrols. We cannot reform an institution built upon white supremacy. We need a new radical approach to public safety and community investment.
At least they're acknowledging that they're radical, right? At least that they're not acknowledging that point. And you know what? The police department did not come out of white supremacy. The KKK did. The KKK did.
Okay, yeah.
That's the whole thing here. But see, they ignore all of that. And you know what? BLM is a Democrat entity. It is, because they're all about whatever the Democrats, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Presley, Bush, all of them. They're all Democrats, and they're all leaning with BLM.
Right. So it continues to say, President Biden has also drawn on the BREATH Act in his executive actions, calling for racial equity screens and federal programs, investing in environmental justice at historic levels, and engaging with system-impacted communities. The BREATH Act paints a vision of a world where Black lives matter through investments in housing, education, health, and environmental justice. So I was like, okay, what's this BREATH Act? I honestly hadn't researched it before, so I went to this website that's called breathact.org, and it says this visionary bill divests our taxpayer dollars from brutal and discriminatory policing and invests in a new vision of public safety, a vision that answers the call to defund the police and allows our communities to finally breathe free. Now, Will, there's a little bit more to this, of course. They're rising up against ways that the criminal legal system has harmed,
but they
has
just
failed
voted
to protect
in
black
the
people.
Person who put many, many thousands of black people in jail.
Right. But
this is the stupidity of those on the left. This is the stupidity of BLM. Biden had the whole, you know, locking black people up.
So
I mean,
here's
really,
the thing.
Really, really.
The only people that are actually against police are the people that are doing bad things. If you go to these inner city, urban communities and you ask them, hey, listen, do you want them to defund the police? Do you feel...
I know exactly where you're going. So when I talk DEA members across the country, the DEA, overwhelmingly, police officers, overwhelmingly,
detectives,
mm-hmm. overwhelmingly said that black people in the black community said, no, we want more police.
Correct. Right. The criminals are the only ones that don't want police.
BLM.
I mean, if you're
criminals.
Doing wrong, they don't want you to hold and you to be held accountable. Now, I'm not going to lie. We do know that there have been racial problems with some police profiling type situations. It's not as huge and blown up as they make it. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's not happening, okay? We need to, of course, address those individual instances that happen. Because
people.
There's people, right?
They're still just people.
Correct.
And what they end up doing, they end up trying to demonize or criminalize the entire police department because you have one or two people that did something that they shouldn't have done. You're people. You're going to always have someone doing something they shouldn't do.
Right. But we know now where police have been defunded. We can take Austin for an example because we're here in Texas. The crime rate has skyrocketed. It's skyrocketed. The community itself is calling for some resolution to make these people feel safe again.
And you know what's
you can't even go downtown now without, one, homeless everywhere. Two, people walking around with knives and stealing purses, and there's no one around to stop them.
You can possibly be mugged simply just walking around.
Right, which has literally changed. If you know Austin, it's a huge downtown bar music scene. Has totally changed the environment. Now, what's also scary about this is in this breath act, it says, history is clear. We cannot achieve genuine safety and liberation until we abandon police, abandon prisons, and abandon all punishment paradigms.
So basically, if you're black,
you can get away.
You commit a crime, you don't have to do the time.
It's crazy.
That's exactly what they're saying here. But let's do this. Let's go on to number six. On their greatest demand.
Right. Okay. So you want
number,
me to read it?
Number six, don't let the coup be used as an excuse to crack down on our movement. That's what they're saying. Don't let it be a crime to crack down on our environment. What? Are you kidding me? It says in response to the coup, politicians have already introduced a Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. We've seen this playbook before. These laws are used to target, who do you think they're targeting here, black and brown communities for heightened surveillance. So they're basically saying that they're not going to monitor white neighborhoods and Asian neighborhoods because they don't commit any crimes. When was the last time you have y'all seen people in a white neighborhood go out and ride and loot? How many times have you seen it? You don't see it because white people don't want to tear up the property. Seriously. And then they get they know in the projects in the ghetto and these places where they create these situations for Democrats, they're going to have the violence. But see, they don't want us to pay attention to that violence. This is ridiculous.
Right. It says Republicans are already busy trying to create an equivalence between the mob on January 6th. And listen to this. This is so funny. They're calling the mob on January 6th, we're comparing it to their Freedom Summer.
Just trying to say that the Freedom Summer was nothing compared to January 6th. Do you
right.
know what they were
we
doing?
We were looting and destroying cities and businesses and killing cops.
They
and,
were raping
but that
people.
Was called
they were dealing drugs.
The
they were
summer,
killing people.
That's called Freedom Summer. There's no comparison, according to them. It's crazy. What? It says we don't need domestic terror laws. So they're saying don't use those laws against us, facial recognition, and any other new police power for the state.
You know, for them to go to this extent, this shows exactly how stupid these people are. It's always been the left that have been creating all of the crimes, all of the chaos, all of the destruction. It's those on the left. But they would like they want us to believe, and they want the entire world to believe that no. Disregard that we're the ones committing
right.
all of this crime.
Yes.
We want to say it's them doing it.
Right.
So you don't pay attention to us as we continue
right.
being destructive.
It's crazy. They say our government should protect righteous protest and stay focused with the real issue, rooting out white supremacy. So they're saying that. When they were destroying cities, well, you actually went to Minneapolis, correct? What city, right?
Yeah, I've been to Minneapolis.
I mean, you've been
Portland.
To Portland, of course. And you've seen how they've destroyed literally communities, black businesses included other businesses. I mean, they've wreaked havoc on these communities, destroyed people's lives and livelihoods, and they have the audacity to say that they were just being peaceful, that they had righteous, that theirs was a righteous protest. So they're saying that, listen, when these people went to Capitol Hill, they had no righteousness in their protest, right? They're saying that they had no right to do it, even though those people felt like the election had been stolen.
Well, it's
from
not
them.
Even,
that's not,
yeah,
right.
They're trying to say, because we saw all of the videos, mm-hmm. there's been evidence, thousands of affidavits, one after another, just overwhelmingly what they did this election cycle. The blackout, one Trump was winning, the blackout happened. Come on the other side of the blackout, Biden's winning. This is the same thing they've done in third world countries to take over an election. And they're talking about what happened on January 6th was a coup? No. What happened January 3rd was a coup. This is exact. It was they did a coup d'etat under the blanket of an election. That's exactly what happened here. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to acknowledge that. You know
yeah.
why? Because they're like, we got what we want, so everyone just needs to now come together, and we all just need to unify and be peaceful.
Right.
See, now they're calling for it.
Right. I think it's scary that they're calling for a response to the coup, but they're calling for this bill called Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021 to be put through. I haven't seen the details of it, but it concerns me that they're introducing that what they're doing is not domestic terrorism, but yet the activities that happened on January 6th are domestic terrorism, when essentially some of the things that happened on January 6th are exactly what happened during their summer of love. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's crazy how hypocritical they are. And by far, they destroyed more lives, hurt more people, destroyed more federal buildings than, you know, and another thing is, and Nancy Pelosi and all of them, they only care about what happened on the Capitol because it happened to them. They could care less that other federal buildings had been destroyed, police officers protecting federal building was killed. They don't care about that. They don't bring that up because it wasn't them. Pretty crazy. But anyways, you want to go to number five?
Yes, let's go to number five.
Kind of goes along with the others, of course,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And number five, of course, we've already mentioned it. They want to defund the police. The police that have met our BLM protesters this summer with assault rifles, tear gas, military-grade protective gear were the same police that on Wednesday met with white supremacists in patience and with the benefit of doubt. See, this is them, how they're talking. Going as far as posing as for selfies with the rioters. You know what? Every time I've gone to a pro-Trump, pro-American, pro-constitutional rally, and police officers are there, we've never threw bricks at the police officers. We never spit on the police officers. We never try to fight with the police officers. The only time that happens is when Antifa and BLM show up to try to be destructive mm-hmm. and try to prevent us from gathering peacefully under the Constitution, the First Amendment. That's the only time it happens. And 9 times out of 10, the only time police officers get in any kind of conflict is when you have Antifa and BLM fighting with them. Now, the other one time, I was in Sacramento in California. We were at the Capitol, and I actually was living in Texas at the time, flew out to California for this event. And police officers were pushing and arresting those of us that love and respect this nation. And they were doing that because of the tyrant governor, Gruesome Newsom, in office in California, sent the order down basically telling all of them, if you want to keep your pension, you better start arresting these people and get them off of my lawn.
Yeah.
Like he owns it.
Yeah, we've been in several situations where we've been around Antifa, you know, Battle Berkeley, other places, where BLM and them are extremely violent. I mean, they've tills, at Trump supporters. They also throw them at police. We know at one point at some protests, they were shooting lasers into police eyes. One was like, could it be blind? I don't know whatever happened, but
so they were
he was potentially
green lasers
blind
the police
for the rest
eyes,
of his life.
And it caused police officers
right.
to be blind.
Now, it's interesting because when they talk about, you know, that police officers use assault rifles, we know that pretty much cops were not shooting assault rifles at any of the protesters, the Antifa and them. They just weren't doing it. They were told not to. They were pretty much told to stand down.
They don't like
down.
The fact that police officers have a rifle with them. They don't like the fact. They don't like the
right.
fact that police officers even have a sidearm with them.
Right.
They want police officers to be not only defunded, but they want police officers to be disarmed.
Look at what they've done to police cars.
Yes.
We've seen them destroy.
Demolish them.
So many of them.
How many times have you seen a constitutionalist, a.k.a. Trump supporter, do that?
Yeah. You know,
Zero.
It's interesting because a lot of the autopsies of, other than the one woman that was shot by a police officer at the Capitol building, the other four autopsies of police officers and such have not been released. It has been said that one died of a stroke, one died from tear gas. None of it was as a direct result. There was some rumor that one of them got hit, but then, of course, they've said that that is not through the investigation. They proved that a police officer had not been assaulted or hit. So, I mean, as far as causing their death. So it's interesting because they've even hidden the truth from people because they want people to assume that the deaths that happened at the Capitol were a direct result from protesters, and that was not 100% true. Not all of those deaths were a direct result of protesters. Unfortunate, all of them, of course. But.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to say it, all that could have been avoided if Trump never told people to come to D.C. on the 6th in the first place. But you know what? Regardless of all that, they knew that some of this was going to happen.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't plan some of it to happen just so they can make it look like President Trump was
Well, it was said that they did have some intel.
They needed more ammo to
mm-hmm.
try to say President Trump was inciting violence.
Right. I think, you know, there's actually a call for investigation for Nancy Pelosi to answer.
Nancy Pelosi.
For what she knew. In fact, one reason why they said they didn't call for witnesses is because they were going to call Nancy Pelosi to the stand and she didn't want to perjure herself because they said that she knew that something potentially might have happened and they didn't stop it. So, I don't know. Interesting. But let's talk about the next four items on this list. Right.
Okay,
number four.
Mm-hmm. Number four, permanently ban Trump from all digital media platforms. and, you know, they've already started doing that. And I don't even think, you know what? Everybody, seriously, I don't care who you are. When you have a company that bans the sitting president of the United States from publicly saying anything, freedom of speech, everyone should be concerned about that. But see, they're not. You know what? I'm going to start a platform and Biden is banned forever.
Well, it's interesting because they say Trump has always used digital media platforms recklessly and irresponsibly.
Not true.
To spread their lies and disinformation.
And
what
does
CNN and MSN and all these other media platforms do?
That's all they ever do.
They use it too because we know they're full of fake news.
They are the fake news. They're the ones mm-hmm. who created the fake news in the first place.
And then you have
the fact checkers come along and say the fake news is true
right.
and the truth is not.
And then they say that they use digital media to incite violence and promote its continuation, which we heard Kamala Harris say, keep up those protests, where Maxine Waters say, get in their face and protest Trump supporters. We've seen all Chuck Schumer.
What do you think they did when George Floyd took place? They used digital media to incite violence across the nation.
Right.
And even across the world. To the point to where that cost billions of dollars. What they have done, and it's not just George Floyd, but the digital media from those on the left, they've caused billions of dollars of destruction throughout the entire nation But they don't want to address those issues.
Right.
They want to act like that never even happened.
Right. I mean, we saw during the Trump impeachment trial where they showed that, what was it,
the first
11-minute video?
Oh, yeah, the second one.
Where they kept saying, fight, 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 fight. I mean, all of those videos
like
were on
hell.
Social
fight,
media,
fight,
people.
Fight.
Those were all inciting violence. Those were all promoting the continuation of fighting against something that was different.
And the video you're talking about is they're saying fight, fight, fight. It was a whole bunch of Democrats that were saying fight, fight, fight.
Of course it was.
And
yeah.
Even, you know what, they never even addressed the issue to where Kamala Harris was saying, keep fighting and I'll bail you out. Burn and loot and I'll bail you out.
Right.
But anyway, hey, so we're halfway through. What is that phone number if someone wants to give us a call?
Yeah, we'll like some people call him. Everybody, the number is, you've got a pen and pencil and paper. It is 516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on. Let's move on to number 3, Will.
Yep, don't forget, you have to press 1.
You have to press 1,
okay? And number 3 on the total tyrant hit list here, Launch full investigation. What did I say?
I don't know.
Did I say lunch?
Maybe. Maybe I'm hungry.
Launch a full investigation into the ties between white supremacists and the Capitol Police, law enforcement, and the military.
Yeah, what the heck?
See,
Come on now.
Makes me think. I mean, does the FBI work for the left? The reason why I bring that up because it's the FBI that was questioning military personnel. The FBI questioning the law enforcement. What are your motives? I know a police officer personally that the FBI approached him about January 6th asking, what are your motives? What do you mean, what are my motives? We're talking about police officers that have served 20-plus years on the force and have just awesome careers, have awesome, you know, standing in their position. And the FBI come and ask, what is your motive? What do you mean? My question to the FBI, what is your motive? Do you work for the left or do you work for the American people?
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
You're supposed to be the law enforcement of the land, and you're going to question a police officer that's never been put up for any wrongdoing, but we have these politicians that constantly do wrongdoing, and you're going to say, the motives of the military personnel and the law enforcement,
right?
And then they're trying to equate white supremacy with the Capitol Police, law enforcement, and the military. Come on, people.
Yeah, they actually, in the list of demands, try to connect the people, like you just said, off-duty cops and such that were at the rally to what happened. So it says the Capitol was able to be breached and overrun by white supremacists. To disrupt the political process that was happening inside. It says, we know that off-duty cops and military were among the mob at the Capitol on January 6th. Guilty parties need to be held accountable and fired, which we know that that's what they were going after. Well, they were trying to get these people fired. We are supporting Rep. Jamal Bowman's COOP Act to investigate these connections. Well, Will, you just brought up a valuable point, though. About the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security and all their connections to the Democrat Party and how much they've let the Democrat Party get away with things. Let's use the COOP Act to do that. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, Will, we have actually someone on the line. It says Elizabeth from Michigan. What you got for us, Elizabeth?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is Elizabeth from Michigan.
Thanks.
It's good to talk with you. I wanted to comment about the town hall. If people listen a little bit further, Biden had mentioned something about China and something about the shutdown or the mask wearing, and something about being back to normal by Christmas. So I don't know what all that was. I'd have to research, but I think that's something important to point out because there was a lot more to that town hall besides his comments about
I'm sure
being able to get on the
internet. I haven't seen the whole thing. Just to be clear, I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I just That one came across when I finally got power back here in Texas. That one came across, and I was just like, oh, my goodness,
right.
This is ridiculous. So most definitely I'll have to go back and watch
so
the
whole
thing.
So he was basically saying we're still going to have to keep wearing masks and such until December.
I don't know what he said, but I know there's some information out there that just brought attention to me. Because I didn't listen to the whole thing. You know how you're just seeing bits and pieces on the news, and I just kind of have to. But I wanted to bring that to your attention. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I can't stomach it. So, but with the question that came into him and when he responded how blacks and Hispanics can't figure out the internet or whatever, look stuff up, that was a black female doctor that asked that question. I don't know if you're aware of that. And she never called him out.
I actually wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting
because
I've seen
other. I wanted to bring that to your attention, too, because she was. And I thought, huh, interesting.
I've actually
seen
other doctors.
Okay. Wait. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
I've actually seen other black doctors stand up and ask similar questions to that about people in communities that they serve are unable to get access to certain things, and that might have been the question.
Well, you know what? My thing is, regardless if it was a black doctor or white doctor, Asian doctor asking that question, he answered it saying that black people are too stupid to use the internet. That was his answer. It wasn't the doctor's answer. It was his answer that black people are too stupid to get in line at Walgreens to find out information about the vaccine.
To me, it's interesting that people actually accepted that as an answer.
Yeah.
That it's true that they are unable or incapable of doing these things. To me, that is very insulting that you think they're incapable of doing that. I will tell you what. I mean, there's some black people that just don't want the .com vaccine.
No, I'm sure. You know what? It's not even just black people. It's people in general. There are Americans that do not want
the
vaccine.
There's also part of the black community that doesn't trust the government.
Well, it's not just the black community.
Oh,
there's
Americans
that don't trust it. There's parts of America, a great deal of America.
Right.
So right now, the reason why they haven't just force this thing onto everybody just yet because they know it would cause hysteria. They know it would cause violence. They know it would cause problems. Because, see, for the most part, the people that are on the left, they don't think for themselves anyways. So they're told to get something and to do something. They're just going to do it. But for those of us who love our freedom, for those of us who want to remain free, for those of us reject all of the stuff that they want to put in our bodies, is an issue for them. So they know they can't just absolutely do it. It would cause major problems. So let's go to number two here because we got two more here. Number two on the demands for the demonic group known as BLM, expel Republicans. This is number two. Expel Republican members of Congress who attempted to overturn this fraudulent election. They don't have fraudulent in there. I added that part. They overturned the election and incited a white supremacist attack. This thing had nothing to do with white supremacy. And you know what? Everybody that's white that wants to keep their freedom, you know they call them white supremacists?
You know, I think that we could flip that coin on them as well. I think that everybody that's brought up fraudulent impeachment charges, fraudulent Russian collusion charges, all those type of things should also be expelled from I don't think they should also be. I think they should be expelled. I don't think the people, you know, if you have, you know, it's talking about people that have stoked conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are honestly questions, right? They're questions as could this have happened?
Could this
have happened?
A conspiracy theory is not
actually
a bad thing, but see, they've taken it and said that, oh, you got a conspiracy theory. You're a conspiracist. You're bad. You're bad because you're thinking outside of the box.
But we know Adam Schiff. We know Schumer. We know Nancy Pelosi. All of them knew that the Russia collusion was just a delusion.
They knew it was a hoax.
We knew it was a hoax. They knew it was a hoax. And the fact that they perpetuated that on the American people is so insulting. And it's deception, right? Our government representatives have deceived the American people and gave them false information and gave them a false perception of a duly democratically elected president.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
And so for the past 4 years, that's all that they drilled on, removing President Trump, no matter by any means necessary. They even said nothing is off the table, and they successfully did a coup d'etat
right.
in the United States
people,
of America. This is crazy. And this is our nation, people.
Right. Basically, this and number one have everything to do with they want a single party
yep.
in power
yep.
in our government, right? They want to expel Republicans that don't agree with them. And what's number one, Will?
Number one is convict and ban Trump from future political office. They failed in doing that in the second impeachment, but that's not going to stop them from attacking President Trump. Now they're talking about civil suits against
right.
President Trump.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For what? For what? It's like these people, because I guess they have George Soros and Tom Steyer and other anti-American, anti-human beings with these deep pockets. These demonic people throwing all kind of money at this. They're doing this to try to tie up President Trump so he can't do anything else. But you know what? President Trump still has lawyers. His lawyers do that. I'm waiting. I would love for President Trump to announce that he's having a rally somewhere. You know thousands of people would show up.
Yeah. Actually, you know, he was on several shows, Newsmax
mm-hmm.
and other shows a couple of days ago
Hannity.
In
uh-huh.
response to Rush Limbaugh passing on, which – was very sad. And they asked him, are you interested in being president again? And he pretty much said that he did miss being president, but it's too soon to say what he's going to do in 2024. His main focus really is the Senate and Congress in 2022. So to me, it's crazy that BLM has this list of demands. And to me, I don't even know who they're asking for, why they're asking for these things, if it's really for black people, because they really themselves have not done anything for the black community.
Oh, you
they
know,
haven't gone into the black community
nope.
and tried to create good relationships between the police
nope.
and the communities, which is really what they should be focusing
on. To my understanding, BLM received over $1 billion, dude.
Right.
$1 billion.
Right.
And not a single black
right.
family have they helped. Not a single
right.
black community have they helped.
Right.
Not have they single black person go to college or more education have they helped. Not
right.
a single one.
Right.
Last
they haven't
time
helped,
I looked at it.
They
yeah.
haven't helped black people get
Nothing.
Vaccinated. They haven't done try to get people help when they were sick with COVID-19. They're just really not on the side of black people. It's more like a political, what would you say, political pack that has an agenda that just on the face of it looks like Black Lives Matter because they can get more momentum, more money, more contributions. But really and truly, it's not for the black people, right? Because they would actually be trying to get a better way of life for them, not attacking the conservative movement. Let me tell you what, Will, we actually have a caller on the phone. Let's go ahead and take Deb from Indiana. Deb, what do you got for us?
Hey, how you doing? I get tongue-tied when I get on the air with you guys.
You're good. You're good. What do you got?
Thanks. Going back to the Capitol riots that happened, I was watching Rudy Giuliani's podcast that he does. Or the
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that he does
uh-huh.
on Rumble.
Yeah, I know you're talking
and
about.
And he's got one of them called Another Frame Up. And he highlights that BLM guy. He was the dude that was arrested. And then, Will, I think you had something up about that guy selling his video
right.
to MSM. Okay.
Right.
Now, he was arrested,
yeah.
but he was let go. All the other dudes that have been mm-hmm. arrested are still in jail, right? But
well, some have been let go.
Guys let go. Have they let them go?
They have let some go. But
oh, okay.
I will tell you that some of them were held a lot longer, right? And they were actually harassed and other things happened to them while they were in jail, which is completely wrong.
But have they charged this other guy, the Sullivan guy? Have they charged him at all? But he sold
that
video anyway.
That's a good question. I haven't. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Rudy's got a really good documentary on that. I would, you know, urge you guys to go take a look at that, where he's got video after video after video of how he was teaching everybody how to dress, what to carry, what they were going to do, when to be there, the whole nine yards. Why in the world would they even, I mean, during the impeachment, this should have been used. I know that's not what Trump's attorneys were going after, but it was wrong that the Democrat were saying they were Trump supporters. He was not a Trump supporter. Definitely not.
Yeah,
they
he wasn't the only
incognito.
One that was there. Right. He wasn't the only one that wasn't a Trump supporter.
But that was the whole gist of it, right? They needed people like him and others in there to cause the disruption, to cause the chaos, so then that way they can point it at constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That
but
was
you
their
know what?
Goal.
There was definitely something going on, though, because when they went in, they were talking to the police officers in there, or the Capitol officers, and asking them where to go, and they were pointing them in the right direction.
Yeah, it was very bizarre, wasn't it? We've seen very different perspectives of what happened that day. It was very bizarre to me. Some aspects seemed kind of planned. We know that there was some anarchist in there that had some things planned. But for the most part, it was just good all-American people that thought that their taxpayer dollars paid for that federal building, and so they had a right to go in there when, in a sense, they actually did not have a right to just go in there. So
and I think it's the ones that were let in by the police didn't realize that they weren't supposed to be in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that they
exactly.
were innocently in
right.
there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There were some people that just kind of were going with the flow. They really didn't know the situation that was happening. Yeah.
And I even said to my husband, you know, I know if we were there, he would have went in. I wouldn't have, because I would have been afraid. That's my nature. But I know he would have been in there. Mm-hmm. He would have been all charged up, and he would have said, cool, everybody's going in. I'm going in too, you know, not to do any damage, but just because everybody's charged up and going in.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I'm constantly talking about the U.S. Constitution, because based on the Constitution, we the people, we own this. It's not them. They are not kings and queens. And that's part of the reason why the left, the Democrats, want to do away with the U.S. Constitution. Because if all of us in this nation woke up tomorrow and we all started reading the Constitution and said, nope, this is what we're going to do because this is the Constitution of the United States of America, this is what we're going to do, they would be terrified, because they would have to be removed immediately from office because all of them have committed crimes against the U.S. Constitution. That's why I'm constantly asking, where are the good guys at? Where are the good men and women in law enforcement? Why are these people constantly trashing and committing crimes against the U.S. Constitution, and nothing is happening to them?
I'm
constantly asking
that.
It's crazy. It's sickening what they're doing to this nation.
It is.
Well,
my heart is so sick.
Right. Well, thank you, Deb. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Deb, for giving us a call.
Well, we actually have a good day.
All right, take care.
Well, we actually have a comment that I want to read. It says, this is from Michael Cromwell. It says, I don't understand how anyone could vote for that disgusting pedophile. Did you know the crime bill, did you know that the 1994 crime bill that blacks point to as an example of decades of systemic racism was written and sponsored by Joe Biden? Well, you've actually talked about that before.
I've talked about it multiple times. And then here it is. We played the clip earlier where Biden basically saying black people are too to know how to, he's also said before black people are too stupid to know how to get a driver license. I mean, Democrats have been saying that. But the latest and greatest from this blubbering idiot. Blubbering idiot. Seriously, is that black people don't know how to use the internet, or they don't even know how to get online? Listen to it one more time, real quick here.
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
How insulting. How absolutely insulting. And,
wow.
You know, there's been several, even a drug bill that Biden has sponsored. He's made drug laws that actually made it easier.
I mean, look at the EpiPen right
now.
Look at
arrested.
The EpiPen. I know people when I was living in California,
uh-huh.
I can't tell you, there was coworkers that I had would talk about their children with the EpiPen. And
right.
then when President Trump came along and said, no, we're going to stop all of this because this is stuff that children need and people need.
Right,
and they were so
affordable.
Happy about it. And originally they were like, I don't like Trump. And then they saw what Trump was doing. They said, oh, wait a minute. Now I get it.
Right.
And now look what Biden and the Democrats are doing. People are going to start dying left and right. And you know what? The entire Democrat Party, they are the party of death. They're the party of wanting to kill all of those innocent, most innocent of us all in the womb. And on top of that, they're screaming climate change. That's for depopulating the planet because they keep saying that man is the problem.
Yeah, Democrat man.
Yeah.
Democrat man, bad man.
The Democrat mentality.
There is another comment on here from a David Fowler. He says, hello, Will. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you for the comment. Thank you so much for the comment.
Thank you, Will.
Hey, do me a favor. While we got your attention here, get your mobile device and type 88202 and send me a text and type in Will. 88202 and type in Will. And once you do that, you get some information from American Truth Project. And even when we go live here on this radio broadcast, you will be notified via the text as well. And, you know, that really helps by getting around all the censorship because they don't want people talking. They don't want someone like me, someone like Shannon, someone like Annie, someone like Barry, someone like the American people that love this nation to have a voice. This is one way that you can help us. By getting around all of that, just 88202 on your mobile device and send a text with my name in there.
Yep, Will is here every Thursday at 4 p.m. with his podcast. And hey, if you are willing, go to Unite America First. You can get links to the different platforms Will is on. He actually has a live broadcast right after this show. On
yep.
YouTube.
It will be on YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope, and a number of others.
Listen, I'm so glad that we actually got our electricity back and we were able to be live with these people today. What about you, Will?
You know what? I'm excited. We had two wonderful callers. We had some wonderful comments. No more people. Some people are just scared to call in. And I thank you so much for the participation. And I'm very thankful to be able to have energy and, you know, and I'm still trying to figure out how I was able to get on the internet. I'm still trying to figure it out. How did I get on the internet? Being black.
I was like, wait, what?
I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah, so you're thinking, like, what are you talking about? You're on the internet. But according to Biden, I'm too stupid to get on the internet. But anyway,
wow.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, don't forget, next Thursday, we will be here live and direct. And please. We got 2 minutes?
Yeah,
we got 2 minutes?
I think so. Was trying to say goodbye too soon.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I thought you were giving me the signal over there.
Oh, well, now we got 1 minute.
And then we got 1 minute. Okay. In that 1 minute time, I want to say thank you to everyone that sent out all of the emails and all the prayers for during the blackout. It was a very eerie time. But I have to say, I was very thankful that my family was together. We spent quality time with one another, no internet distraction, no TV, nothing distracting us from that time we had with one another. So something positive did come out of it. It's just now that the energy is back on, I don't see any of my family's memories anymore. They're like gone. They're just gone. Oh, energy's on. Later.
No kidding. Really quick. I know we got to go, but. It's so funny because during the whole time we would have like little spouts of
internet and electricity. And as soon as the lights went on or you heard power on, everyone's like, plug in your mobile device.
Go, plug it in. Energy.
Right, so we could get charged enough to watch.
Absolutely.
You know, things we downloaded on our phone and stuff. It was pretty funny.
Well, awesome. Hey, everyone, thank you again. 88202, send that text. See you next time.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.